Blog Talk Radio.
Bible study call tonight.
Those that listen by the way of the web, those that are at Block Talk Radio, it might be some that will come and see this here video and listen to this broadcast a little bit later on. Lord, may your anointing be on it still. Father God, we just want to say thank you. And Lord, we thank you utmost for your darling son, Jesus, the one that died on the Calvary's cross, that we might have the right to the tree of life. Father God, that we may enter into your kingdom and rest, rule and abide with you henceforth, now and forevermore. And everybody say amen. Okay, y'all, we want to say thank God for all of you. And like I said, we do what we do because of the commandment and the mandate. In other words, man must obey God. That's what John them told them Pharisees, the man, and them temple people, the church folk. He said, we must obey God. And I wish everybody that's really knew that and that stuck by it. And we could get a lot done as the body of Christ if we just had some people with some backbone that would just stand up for that and just say, we must obey God and stop all this gallivagging around about what needs to be going on over yonder. I ain't worried about over yonder. I want everybody to be saved, though. I want that. But I ain't going to just keep on this gallivagging about this stuff that don't really mean nothing, y'all. Excuse me now. Y'all got to excuse me tonight because I'm pumped up about this here thing that's going on in our country, not only our country, but I'm throughout the whole world. Everybody's in just look like to me they're about to lose their mind. And it ain't no need it. It ain't no sense in it. But nevertheless, I'm not going to showcase no quartet tonight either. I know that's a surprise to some of y'all. I know it. Let me see what this here notification got down here. Something is not right. It said can't post messages. Some channel. Okay, y'all, I don't think. Mine may not be working here. Let me try something. All right. I'm not going to showcase a quartet song tonight, but I got one that I am going to showcase, and it comes from one of our R&B singers from the past, Barry White. Fooled y'all, didn't took a twist, didn't it? Yep, Barry White. Matter of fact, Quincy Jones, if I'm not mistaken, I think Quincy Jones had a part in this year also, because I think it was from the album The Secret Garden. The Secret Garden, I think that's y'all, it's been a while. So y'all bear with me right now. But the particular song that I know, the song title, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was the song title. But if it wasn't, I know this is a part of the lyric that was in the song. He said, that Barrett said, we must practice what we preach. Y'all hear me? What we preach. That was what Barry White said in this song. And I believe it was with the album that Back on the Block with Quincy Jones producing it, if I'm not mistaken. It could be, but nevertheless, that's beside the point. The point of this and that, what I just said about what Barry White's lyric, practice what to preach. And the reason why I use that particular theme tonight is because that's where my Bible study is coming from. That's what my Bible study and the special treat that I had to give everybody to show you that I mean business and show you that it does work. It's called practice. Amen. We're gonna see what practice will do for all of us. For all of us. All right. Is something going on here with this restream? I don't know exactly what's going on with it, but as long as everybody can hear me, I'm fine with it. All right. See, that's the song for tonight. Now I want to go on and give everybody a few announcements. I just want to say, you know, I only really have announcements for my own home church right now because we went back into the church on the first of the month, July the 4th. We went back on the first Sunday of the week back into the sanctuary. And I must say that we have been thoroughly enjoying ourselves being back into the house of the Lord. We worship again. We still do things on the phone line like today. We did have Bible study on the phone line and everything, but we are back into the sanctuary to a degree. I'll admit that everything is not being back into full capacity like it once was. But you know what? We are not looking for that anymore. See, that's what happened the last time. Before the pandemic, we had just got to the place where it was just a show. Everybody was just doing things. And even to now, people, even you would think that if even after all that we've been through, some people's attitude would have changed. But guess what, y'all? I'm here to tell you, a lot of people's attitude still hasn't changed at all. They still got the same jacked up attitude, the same negative proposal, the same negative makeup that they had even before the pandemic. But tonight, we're going to see can we get around that, y'all. We're going to see can we get around that. Many man going to come with the truth like I always do. I ain't going to tell you what I think. I'm going to show you what the Word of God says. So I want y'all to go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to let the technology work for me as usual. I'm going to let the technology work for me. They're going to read this whole chapter, 4th chapter, 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. I'm going to let it read the entire chapter. It ain't about 15, 16 verses. And I know we can sit still enough, alone enough, I hope, to give God this time for at least listen to 16 verses. That's all I want to do. But I want you to hear this whole chapter because I'm talking about practice. Practice what we preach. In other words, I'm talking about practice, period. And I got something I want to share with y'all to let you know that I know that it works. So here we go. We're going to let the technology work for us. Stand by.
1 Timothy 4. Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee.
Amen. Amen. Now I sincerely hope that y'all listen to the reading of that scripture and that you perhaps understood some of it, even if you're not all of it. I hope that you understood most of what the Apostle Paul was trying to let Timothy know. Timothy, remember y'all, Timothy was a young man. Timothy was a teenager when he was called into the ministry. His mama and grandmama, Lois and Eunice, they taught him from an early age about the scriptures and everything. And he was reared up in good behavior. And Paul knew this. And he called him his son. And now I want to use tonight as my little special little topic. Because like I said, this came to me the other day. perfect practice. Make excellent execution. Let's say that again. Perfect practice. Make execution. Now, y'all, why me the man says perfect practice? Make perfect execution. Well, y'all, not only because I am a musician, but I got common sense, too. In other words, go back to the beginning of the broadcast. Didn't I tell y'all about Barry White, about practice what you preach? I told y'all they had a similar. I don't use stuff just to be using it. I have a reason to do it. And I had a reason to use that. Like I said, it comes from the secret garden, if I'm not mistaken, that Quincy Jones produced this album Back on the Block. It had a little rap in it, and a little, you know, and it had hip hop, and all of it, it was a mixture. Quincy Jones does marvelous thing with his music production, y'all. But at any rate, perfect practice makes excellent execution. Okay, we see here what Paul was telling Timothy, all his sayings in the fourth chapter, he was letting Timothy know, don't neglect the gift that's in you. You got to practice these things. It's just going to come by osmosis. You must practice to do good. Because if you don't, you're going to default bad automatically. Y'all, let me explain something to you. See, can I get you to see something? A child that is left to itself, it'll do nothing but wrong. Why? Because that's all that is born in them is to do wrong. You don't have to teach a child to do wrong. They'll do that automatically. That's automatically built in. It comes from the fall of man. When man sinned, that automatically in every child that was born since then, they will automatically do wrong. That includes me and you. Amen. That includes me and you. I can't see what you're posting there, Jack. So perfect practice makes perfect execution. Perfect practice makes perfect execution. Perfect practice. Because there's a way you've got to practice in order for it to make perfect execution. Perfect practice makes perfect execution. Now, back to what I was saying about, we all are born into this world, and we will do wrong automatically. It's built in by default. We are born into this world, and we will automatically do wrong. Don't nobody have to teach you to do wrong. Look at a child. You don't have to teach that child how to do wrong. Just leave it to itself. They'll do wrong automatically. But in order for that child to grow up like Paul was saying here in the Timothy, in the admonition of the Lord, they got to be trained. And this is done by perfect practice. Perfect practice. You got to give them the word of God, not what the government says. And what everybody else say, then you come to God last. No, 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 no. God got to be first and foremost. God is not going to take your second best, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. He's not. You go and you consult everybody else, then you want to go to God after everybody else done failed. How do you think that make God feel? I know how it would make me feel. But at any rate, I'm going to prove to you tonight that this perfect practice will make perfect execution. Now remember, you don't have to teach anybody. Nobody. If nobody that is born into this world, you don't have to teach them to do wrong. They'll do that automatically. It's by default, because that's all we know to do. Because there ain't no good in them. Remember Jesus said that non-good. But in order for you to do good, you got to be taught. You got to practice good. Then you'll become, you'll start doing the thing necessary for you to fit in this here category. Now, I told y'all I had a surprise. And I do. I'm going to prove to you, well, I don't have to prove God's word, because God's word is true within itself. But I'm going to prove to you what I'm talking about this perfect practice. makes perfect execution. With my own example of what I'm doing at this moment in time. It was my great-grandmama's wish that she wanted me to play the guitar very, very bad. Even when I was small, growing up, she wanted me to play the guitar. That was one of her wishes for me. And because of my great-granddaddy, her husband, he was considered to be, and I was told this now, I was told this here by other people that knew my great-granddaddy, because my great-granddaddy died when I was 3 years old. He died in 1965, June the 3rd. I never will forget that. And but my great-grandmama always wanted me to play that guitar because of the fact that my great-granddaddy was a guitar player himself. And it was said by many that I've talked to down in this area in South Georgia that knew him, the older people, the ones that are still with us, there's a lot of them done gone on too. But they used to always say that my great-granddaddy was about one of the best guitar players east side of the Mississippi River. That's what they told me. I didn't know if I ever heard him play. I was too small to even realize. But I do know one thing. All of his kids, including my grandmother, they could play that guitar. Every one of them. It was 11 of them. It was 11 kids. It was 6 girls and 5 boys. And every one of them could play that guitar. And they could sing. Every one of them. So I don't have no reason to not believe that he must have been a pretty good guitar player. That is not the point that I want to give y'all. Well, even then, my great-grandma wanted me to play the guitar. And she bought me one from Sears and Roebuck. From Sears and Roebuck. Ordered. And I went, picked it up. Never will forget that. But I just would not practice that guitar no matter what. I made all kinds of excuses that my hand wasn't right. I couldn't get my hand to get the chords right up there on the fingerboard and all that kind of stuff. And I picked it up and put it down many times in high school. I really did. I picked it up and put it down many times. But I never did get consistent with it, with perfect practice. Do y'all hear what I say? Perfect practice. Guess what? I didn't get no better either. Well, many years. I started with this site called Guitar Tricks. It's an online guitar learning site. That was back in 2013, I think I started with them. At first, I was doing pretty good, and but as soon as the thing got difficult for me, I put it down again. I mean, I really did. But, I mean, not here, Johnny Come Lately, not recently. I just recently just killed the subscription. But one man told me, this was a dream, that my grandmother, my great-grandmother had for me, too, as well. And I love the sound of guitar. I love the music. I mean, when you catch somebody that really know how to play a guitar, you got some great music if they know how to play it. So what I did, I went back to Guitar Tricks, and I got back enrolled into the course. And that been a few weeks now, not too many weeks ago, about a month and a half ago, I reckon. But it ain't been that long. I just went back and done it. But this time, let me tell you what I did or what I am doing. I'm practicing every day. Do you hear me? I am practicing every day. Now, I admit that I haven't went and missed a day, but I always catch up on the next day and go back and review and do what I, and if I missed anything, I always go back and review. But I noticed one thing different this time about my guitar playing. Guess what? I'm getting better. See what I mean? Because why? Why am I getting better? Because I'm doing it consistently. I do it every day. I practice. Perfect practice makes perfect execution. Now, I can sit here and I can change those chords just as easy as spit. When before I couldn't but it was consistent and it wasn't perfect practice. But now I can play. I got my five-chord pack all packed away, and I'm moving on towards the changing of the two between the two chords. Why? I am playing the guitar better today, and I just started back up about a month ago, than I did all that other time. Why? Because I wasn't practicing. This is the same thing, y'all, about your Christianity. This is what Paul was telling Timothy here. Your Christianity work the same way. If you don't never practice it, how in the world you going to get better? We always talk about, I love the law. No, you don't. Just stop lying. If you learn the law, you'll spend time with it. I get tired of people telling them lies. You don't love the law, and you won't even spend 2 hours with it. But you say you love the law. But now we can do everything else. In a barbecue, we stay all day and night. Let us go to a beer drinking. We have to coach you away from that. But when it comes to things of God, you say you the one telling a lie. You say you love God, but you only spend 45 minutes with it. On Sunday, if the preacher goes over 5 minutes, too long, we're looking at our watch and ready to go. We answer. There ain't no perfect practice. How in the world are you going to practice, have a perfect execution of the faith when you don't never practice? You'll never do it. You'll never do it. My brothers and sisters, I got to tell you the truth. And that's just the secret that I wanted to, that I didn't share with y'all. That I didn't share with y'all the other night. Because I wanted to keep it for this here Bible study tonight. That you practice what? Perfect practice makes perfect execution. Just like it is with me and that guitar over there in that corner. I did more in this last month than I did all them years. Why? Because I put in the right kind of practice. And that is the same practice that you must put in when it comes to the things of the Spirit. If you don't never read your Bible and study it, I ain't talking about just to read the 23rd Psalm and put the Bible up under your head and the pillow. You might as well put it on as a hat. It ain't doing you no good like that. You got to put this stuff in your spirit. You got to practice what you preach. And if you put in that perfect practice and do it every day consistently, then your spirit will be renewed. That's the way you renew your spirit and your mind. You got to practice this stuff, y'all. It just ain't going to happen automatically. Just like we talk about all this other junk, we get good at it. It's just like a person that tell lies. They've been telling lies so much they done got good at it. Why? Because they practice a lot. I just got to tell y'all the truth. And that is the Bible study, y'all. That is the Bible study for tonight. With chapter 4, 1 Timothy, what Paul was telling Timothy, don't neglect the gift that's in you, but you need to stir it up and meditate. Meditate means to think and to study and to model over things. When you practice and you're going over stuff over and over, you're getting it inside. You're getting it inside the system, and this is the way that you're going to get better and where you can walk upright before the Lord. Remember, Jesus already done paid for the salvation. You can't do nothing about that, but you can work on your gifts. You can work on the gift that you will receive in the kingdom one day. But if you ain't doing nothing, you're not going to get nothing. I'm just sorry to tell y'all that. I know y'all, everybody got to think about stimulus checks. See, the government done spoiled a lot of us. Everything we want to get, but you are not going to get this that's given to you. If you don't do anything, you're not going to get anything. God don't reward us like that. You, a man reap what he sows, not what he wished for. Now, that's it. That's it. Now, y'all can take it to the bank if you want. But I just told you, it's off. It ain't on my hand no more. The blood is off my hand. So with that being said, I thank you. Thank you, Sister Jackie, for being a part of this here. And whoever might be on listening, I thank y'all. And I hope that you've gotten something from this here, this study. What's up there, Brother Hammerman? I see you just, I think I saw you just filed in there. Just then, that's the first time. Glad you was able to make it. Thank y'all for coming. Hopefully, we'll get back on another stuff. But you got to practice what you preach. You got to practice. Anything you practice, you will get better. If you put in perfect practice, you will have perfect execution. This is how come people can tell so many good lies, because they don't have a lot of practice. With that being said, I'm gonna close this thing out. the way it's supposed to be closed out in order. Now may the grace of God and love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide these our people henceforth, now and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. And thank y'all for coming. Y'all be good. Be blessed. Good night, Jackie. I know it.